Once again, the matchup tonight, it is the Madison Lady Bulldogs playing host to the Olpe Lady Eagles. Madison, 8-1 on the season, suffering their first loss of the year earlier this week to Lebo, 46-38, looking to bounce back from there. Currently, Olpe on a four-game winning streak with their latest victory coming over Waverly, 55-32, 7-3 on the season. Some pretty serious implications for the mid-season tournament, the Lyon County League tournament, in just a little more than 10 days coming up at White Auditorium. So really, Mike, we talk about it, every matchup counts, but really, as we get into tournament time, every matchup really counts.
Yeah, and plus, you add on to it, it's rivalry. You don't want to lose one here.
Nope, the Battle of Highway 99. Do we have some stats on that one?
Do I have some stats on that?
Do you have
one?
Some stats on the Battle of Highway 99?
I just have the last two. I just have last year's scores. That's all I got. I'm sorry. It's been a busy week.
You can't
week.
See
it's
it, but there's a look week. Of disappointment on my face. I'm surprised.
I'm disappointed in myself.
You didn't go back to, like, 1807?
No.
Oh,
no.
Michael.
That's
Michael.
Max Preps is getting Max Preps never really was the best.
Fair enough.
It's getting
worse and worse. Well, we are finally about set to get underway. We've introduced the starting lineups. Want to also mention your officiating crew here tonight. We have Mark Lutz, Sean Fund, and in his first real year of officiating as a full-time official, the one and only Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant out there on the court tonight in the stripes. So this should be exciting. I told him I was going to give him a lot of shout-outs.
You were giving Dean a lot of grief there in that JV game, so I hope you got that out of your system.
Oh, no. I've got plenty more in the tank.
We do not berate officials on our broadcasts.
I would never berate an official, just a friend. Ball up in the air. It's one in the backcourt for Madison by Yolyn Luthi as she matched up with Millie Bailey. Now into the hands of Sarah Miser. Miser at the top of the key being harassed by Katie Robert. She'll have to hand it off to Kaylin Luthi. Left corner now. It goes to Ava Fultz. Fires a shot upwards under the basket as Jalen Weekly off the pass. Can't get it. Put back no good either. Rebound goes to Olpe. Other way we go. Can't hit the layup. Can Lily Skowski, but Katie Robert gets the rebound and then turns it over in the paint. A very fast start to this ball game. 30 seconds in. Already both teams with a crack at it. Ava Fultz has it now at the foul line, trying to get around Lily Skowski. She has to hand off to Luthi. That's Kaylin Luthi. Now to Yolyn Luthi, who gets called for the charge. Getting in front of her there was Ava Clark, and Clark took the contact. So right there, Luthi will pick up her first foul, team's first, and a turnover. 0-0 the score, 7:15 remaining in the first quarter. Go ahead, Mike.
Opie pushing that man-to-man defense. That was good help side coming across by Clark to take that charge.
McKenna Broyles thinks about the three. She won't take it. She'll give it over to Katie Robert, who will from the right wing. It goes over the top. Rebound to Broyles, left block. Back to Robert at the top. Drives inside the paint. Layup. Good.
If you're Madison, you're going to have to limit the second chance efforts from Opie. They look very energized in this one so far.
Katie Robert breaks the scoreless tie. It's 2-0 Opie, 6:45 remaining in the first quarter. Right side with it now, Ava Fultz, as Madison going from right to left as we see the action here on the visitor side of the gymnasium. Kaylin Luthi goes right side, back to Fultz. Now right block to Weekly, shoots it, overshoots the rim, gets her own board. Now top of the key, three on the way by Miser is long, and it gets wedged.
I don't think I've ever seen
a ball get
stuck right there.
In between the support system
you're not,
and the backboard.
You're not.
Wow.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
That's amazing.
Way up top.
Dean, jump for it. Dean, jump for it.
I think just get a new ball, leave it up there. Just
that's impressive.
They're going to try and knock it out, I think. Nope.
Yep, I think you're right.
Yep. Oh, Dean, here we go.
Okay, Dean, it's your moment to show. Nope, he said no.
Oh.
Instead, Sean Fund having a shot at it. Oh, he almost got the second one stuck. This is the greatest game we've ever called. Fund got it.
Folks, it's Friday the 13th. my goodness.
Sean Fund, it took him three shots, but he finally got it down. And we are back to action here as Olpe going from left to right here as we see the action in their road greens with gold numbers and trim. Madison in their home whites, black numbers, gold trim. Driving in now is Lily Skowski for Olpe. She gets tied up with. No, they're going to say she traveled. Yep, she did.
Took an extra step there right before they got – contact involved for that jump ball.
She was, I think, looking for that European pro step. She emphasized the step for sure. Yolen Luthi has it now in the backcourt. Full court pressure being applied by the Lady Eagles. She gets it into the front court to Jalen Weekly, and Weekly will stop over to the left side of the floor to reset the offense. Kaylin Luthi now has it.
The Eagle defense really making Madison look uncomfortable on offense.
And I mentioned at the start of our broadcast, Lily Skalski, she can be, no offense intended, a pest to offense. Has proven it right there. She pokes the ball free from Jalen Weekly. It'll stay with Madison, but not for long. On the inbound attempt, Sarah Miser has it poked. No, it will stay with Madison, actually, as Dean Grant saying that it went the Opie way. Sean Fun jumping in and saying, no, it is Madison ball, last touch by Opie. So Miser gets it on the inbounds near half court. Dribbles up to the top of the key. Now the foul line goes left side to Jalen Weekly. Weekly will give it back up top to Luthi. That's Kaylin Luthi. Back to Weekly. She drives in, has it poked free by Katie Robert. And trying to save it was Weekly. She touched it last. It goes to Opie now. 2-0 the score in favor of the Lady Eagles. 5:39 remaining in the first quarter. Not much in the way of scoring for either team. Only one basket thus far. Ava Clark tried to feed it down low in the paint, and we're going to get a bump by a Madison player. That might go against Weekly. No, they're going to actually say it was Yolen Luthi who got too close for comfort and picks up her first foul.
Nope. They're going to call it against Opie. It was against Millie Bailey.
You are correct. I'm making a rule now. Nobody should wear the same number out there on the court. It gets confusing. Jalen Weekly with it on the Madison end. Right side to Luthi now. Yolen Luthi, right side, has her jump shot altered by Millie Bailey and now taken away by Katie Robert. Robert leads the charge up the other way. Lily Skalski has it right block. Gives it to Bailey. 18-foot jumper is on the way, but no good. Rebound to Yolen Luthi, but she's going to get called for an over-the-back.
Yeah, good job there by McKenna Broyles to have a nice box out and win that battle for that rebound.
Just a tick under 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. It's 2-0 Opie. As we get substitutions for the first time into the Opie lineup, comes Grace Coughlin replacing Lily Skalski. Into the Madison lineup will be Sadie Albert. Taking a seat will be Yolen Luthi.
Two fouls on Yolen. That's big. It's a big break there for Coach Neinstead.
Ball thrown away by Jalen Weekly down the other way. A desperation heave as contact was made by Ava Clark. And Weekly will go to the foul line for two. The foul against Clark, her first, team's second. 4:53 remaining in the first quarter. Weekly a chance to tie this game up at two apiece. Again, both defenses doing a great job of limiting the opportunities. Weekly puts up the first. It hits rim and nothing else.
Yeah, Madison's only gotten four shot attempts. Opie, four shot attempts as well. So
it's been a defensive
battle.
Shots
are at a premium so far. So it's just good off-the-ball movement by defense.
Weekly gets Madison on the board with her second free throw. Makes it 2-1, Opie. Ball back into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Millie Bailey off a great feed by Ava Clark, but can't hit the bunny. Rebound put back by Coughlin is no good. Ball comes free, falling on top of his Weekly. We get a dog pile. It's going to be a jump ball. It'll stay with the Lady Eagles and a physical first quarter here between these two teams.
Yeah, Opie's out-rebounding Madison so far 6-1.
Robert off the inbound goes block and fires a shot, but gets bumped on the opportunity. So she goes in the line for two. The foul will be registered against Sarah Miser. That's her first, team's third. Robert at the line for two, puts up the first. That one rolls around and falls away. No good.
Bill Neinstead, not a fan of that call. He was really trying to stand up for Miser. He thought
he's still standing up for her, having a conversation with the official as Robert misses on both. Rebound won by Grace Coughlin. Goes up top. Ava Clark, three on the way. Raindrop falls through. Ava Clark makes it 5-1. Opie, 4:25 remaining in the first quarter. Kaylin Luthi into the front court. Goes to Weekly. Weekly fires another desperation hook shot from the left side. It's off the mark. Rebound to Katie Robert. Now to Millie Bailey in the lane. She will run over Sarah Miser. No foul will be called, but the ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by Miser. Officials letting them play here a little bit. And I think we're going to get a bench warning on Coach Bill Nienstedt. So Coach, I think, still letting the official hear his thoughts and finally had enough of it. Officials will have a conversation about it for just a second. We reset the action here. Inbounds coming from Millie Bailey, left side of the basket on the Opie end. Baseline inbound. Feeds it up top to McKenna Broyles. It's tipped away, but won back by Katie Robert. Right corner now with it is Bailey. Right block to Grace Coughlin. Shoots over the top of the defense. No shot, they say, as we will get a foul, but it's on the floor.
Yeah, good job there by Grace to really be strong with the ball. Get that shot up. She was quadruple teamed underneath.
That is Ava Fultz, the guilty party for Madison. Her first, team's fourth, as Bailey will inbound it again, this time from the right side of the basket. Bounce pass under the basket goes to Coughlin, dangerously near the baseline. Able to get a shot off, but it's altered, and she tries to save it. Goes flying right into the front row of the Madison faithful. Turnover to Madison. Coming out for Opie is Millie Bailey. Checking in, or checking back in, I should say, is Lily Skowski. Full court pressure again being applied by Opie as Miser gets the inbound from Weekly and will be fouled by Skowski. Opie faithful don't like that call as they thought they were just tied up there, but the official saw it a different way. Out of the Madison lineup now comes Ava Fultz. Coming in for the Lady Bulldogs will be Candace Ashlock. Ashlock, the 5'6 sophomore. Inbounds in the backcourt. Goes to Weekly, or goes to Miser, I should say, from Weekly. She gets it into the front court. Now goes to Weekly, right wing. Drives inside the paint momentarily, backs out, trying to go around Grace Coughlin. Now to Ashlock. At the foul line with it is Kaylin Luthy. Great feed down low, and a better finish by Jalen Weekly.
First made field goal of the ball game for Madison, 3.5 to play in the first.
5-3 is the score for Olpe. Trying to answer on the other end was McKenna Broyles with a 5-foot floater. It's no good. Rebound goes to Weekly. She loses her hand on the ball, gets it back, and they're going to call her for a double dribble. Right call there by the official as she just somehow lost her handle and was trying a little too hard to get it back under control. 3:18 now to go here in the first quarter. Again, score 5-3, Olpe leading Madison. As Michael mentioned earlier, shots at a premium tonight, or I should say baskets at a premium, as Katie Robert will get an offensive foul. Dean Grant saying she pushed off of Kaylin Luthy trying to recover the ball as she lost it near half court.
That's why Bill Nienstedt's got 400-plus wins. So he's made his point in saying, hey, these calls were not really going my way, and that's really kind of gotten these kind of close calls to go his way
sometimes,
here in the last couple calls.
Sometimes being a coach means being a mouthpiece for your team. Kaylin Luthy at the foul line. Swipe at it by Robert. Knocks it free, but only for a moment as Jalen Weekly gets it back. She goes right side to Sadie Albert. Now to Ashlock at the top of the key. Tried to feed it down low to Weekly. It's knocked out of bounds by Grace Coughlin. And Coughlin, the largest player out there by about 2 inches, using that wingspan to intercept.
Yeah, they started the front defense on Jalen Weekly there, and they were able to knock it out.
Luthy inbounds to Miser. Now to Ashlock, top of the key, trying to go around Katie Robert. And she will try to feed it left corner to Miser. It's kicked by Ava Clark, so an inbounds coming from in front of the Opie bench by Miser for Madison.
Yeah, shots are at a premium. Opie 2 out of 9 from the field. Wow. Madison 1 out of 6.
Kaylin Luthy gets the inbound from Miser at the top of the key now, trying to go around Ava Clark. That's easier said than done. Hands off to Miser. Back to Clark. Left block. Jumper good. And we're all tied up at 5 apiece. Kaylin Luthy, her first points of the ball game. 2.5 remaining in the first quarter. Lily Skowski. We're going to get a foul call on the baseline against Madison. I think Skowski got away with a walk, too. Well, the guilty party in that exchange will be Jalen Weekly, her first, team's fifth. So Madison has to be careful here. Coughlin goes up for the shot, point-blank range, and gets bashed by Miser.
That's going to hurt. That's going to be Miser's second, so both her and Luthy each going to have 2 fouls apiece here in the first quarter. 16 fouls already. So
Yo Lynn already on the bench. He was pulled out of this game about 2 minutes in. Coughlin at the foul line puts up the first of two and gets it. So the lead back to Olpe now, 6-5. Coughlin sets for the second. Out comes Miser for Madison. Back in is Ava Foltz, as missing on the second was Coughlin. Rebound is won by Madison. Kaylin Luthy into the front court, going around Katie Robert. Left corner, three on the way by Ashlock is too long. The rebound won by Weekly. Now to Kaylin Luthy. Bounces, steps back, jumper is no good. The rebound won by Olpe into the hands of Katie Robert. Bodies all over the floor, no fouls called. On the other end, McKenna Broyles misses on the 5-foot jumper, and we will finally get a foul call on Olpe. That's going to go against Katie Robert, who looks to be in disbelief. That'll be Robert's second, team's fifth. Boy, you got to wonder if both teams foul out of this game the way it's looking. Where do you go from there?
Yeah, Tegan, it wasn't too bad on Tuesday night, but maybe our jinx from the Opie Hartford game is continuing.
Well, we get another foul right off the inbound as Ava Clark was trying to knock down a pass, and all she caught was the cheekbone of Ava Fold. So that'll be Clark's second, team sixth. So both teams on the next foul will put the other in the bonus the rest of the way of this first half. We're only a minute, or only nearly 7 minutes through. And another foul call against Olpe. So Madison now in the bonus, as picking up the foul is Millie Bailey, her second. So thus far, four Olpe, three of their starting five, Ava Clark, Millie Bailey, and Katie Robert, all have two fouls in this first quarter. At the line for the 1-on-1 is Kaylin Luthy. Can tie it back up here. Puts up a shot, falls through. Good on the front end. It's 6-6. Now Madison looking to take their first lead of the ball game. Puts it up. It's short. Rebound goes to Lily Skalski, who's hustling down the other way now. Gets to the right wing. Up top to McKenna Broyles. Thought about a three. Goes left side. Ava Clark will take it. That rims around. Falls away. The rebound is won by Millie Bailey. And then quickly poked away by Jalen Weekly. Gets a little bit of a high five from her coach for her aggressiveness. Olpe with possession once again now. Ava Clark left side inside the paint. It's McKenna Broyles trying to go baseline. Has to go back up top. Right side, Millie Bailey, 19-footer on the way. Nothing but net.
Yeah, Madison's kind of facing the zone right there, pushing against Opie in that zone, and it was good ball movement that allowed Millie Bailey to get just wide open in that corner jumper.
Thus far, two ties already, as another foul will be called against Millie Bailey. That's her third, team's eighth. Back to the line for the 1-1 goes Madison. It'll be Candace Ashlock, as we're going to get a substitution from Olpe. Looks like coach is going to send in Kenzie Curzon, likely to replace Millie Bailey, as Ashlock misses on the front end of the 1-1. 8-6 the lead for Olpe, approaching a minute to go in the first quarter. Skalski to Bailey, left block to Coughlin, gets cut off, dribbles, goes up, gets it off the glass.
Great post move there by Coughlin to generate that open space to have that wide open block shot.
Coughlin with 3 points tonight. It's 10-6 Olpe. Largest lead of the night has been 5. 38 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Ball stolen away by Olpe as Ava Clark. Nice feed left side to Lily Skalski. Off the glass and in. Lily Skalski in the score sheet now. 25 seconds remaining, and Olpe starting to turn it on a little bit here in the late goings of this first quarter.
Yeah, quick 6-0 run here in the last minute.
Jalen Weekly works it right side to Kaylin Luthy. She's going to try and drive inside the lane with 10 seconds remaining. Sadie Albert gets cut off. 4 seconds remaining. Ava Foltz gets open, fires a shot, a three that's going to go well short and out of bounds to end the first quarter. At the end, it's a 6-point lead for Olpe, 12-6. We'll have second quarter action coming up here on the Area Game of the Week. Stick around. We're back in 60 seconds.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! And Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students.
12-6 is the lead for the Olpe Lady Eagles over the Madison Lady Bulldogs as we start the second quarter of action. And what was a, I would say, physical first quarter. Several players picking up multiple fouls already. One Olpe Lady Eagle with three. That's Millie Bailey. Two for Ava Clark and Katie Roberts. So three of the starting five for Olpe in foul trouble.
But the aggressiveness by Olpe has really given Madison fits offensively, and that's really kind of forced this 6-0 run here by Olpe.
McKenna Broyles, a great drive baseline, overshoots the basket. The rebound won by Olpe in the form of Kenzie Curzon, who travels with it.
And Olpe is out-rebounding Madison 13-4 thus far. Force in the midst of a 6-0 run in the last 2 minutes of play.
Yolen Luthi is back into the Madison lineup. She sat nearly the entirety of that first quarter after picking up two early fouls. As on the Madison end, Miser just loses the handle, has it taken away by Lily Skowski. Skowski, great feed to Broyles, right side. It's in and good. Thus far, it's an 8-0 run for Olpe, starting to build a pretty sizable lead, 14-6 with 7:05 remaining in the first half. Kaylin Luthi goes to Miser at the foul line. Back to Luthi, right block. Now back to Miser at the top to Yolen Luthi at the foul line. Drives inside, tried to feed it to Weekly on the right post, and she won't get it. However, Ava Foltz will pick up her second foul of the ball game.
And this season, both of these teams are exact opposite of each other. Olpe starts really well and then kind of fades off. Or has faded off in the second half. Madison has had some slow starts before really finding their footing in the second half of their ball games.
Both teams now in the bonus. Ava Clark at the foul line, shooting the front end of the 1-1. Puts it up. Good. And they continue to pour it on here as the route now to 9-0. Clark puts up the second. Back iron, no good. Rebound, one by Miser. Gets it to Weekly, back to Miser. She's going to hustle into the front court on the right side of the floor. Goes right wing now to Candace Ashlock, who's back into the lineup. To Yolen Luthi at the top of the key. Spin move in the lane. Goes over right side to Weekly. Back up top to Kaylin Luthi. Left side to Miser is intercepted. McKenna Broyles just biding her time, waiting for the pass to come her way, and it did. Broyles goes left side to Clark. Thought about a long three, decides against it, goes to Coughlin at the left block, and it's stolen away by Jalen Weekly, and then again by Kinsey Curzon. Turnover for a turnover. Now in the hands of Lily Skowski for Olpe. Nice pass to Coughlin, and Weekly is going to pick up her second foul for the block with 6:02 remaining in this half. Two shots awarded to Grace Coughlin. So Weekly joins Yolen Luthi and Sarah Miser, as well as Ava Foltz with two fouls. Coughlin puts up the first of two. It's no good.
Neither team shooting very well from the foul line. No. Only two out of seven. Madison, two out of five.
Coughlin herself, just one of three. See if she can change that here with 6:02 again remaining in the half. Puts up the second. That won't go either. The rebound won bi-weekly for Madison with very little confrontation. Miser goes right side to Weekly now. Trying to go around Grace Coughlin. She'll give it to Luthy. Right elbow, and she'll throw it in the lane. It's recovered by Kaylin Luthy. Left side three by Miser. Rims around, falls away. Grace Coughlin comes away with the rebound. Hail Mary pass goes down to Skowski, and we get a foul called against Madison. It's going to go against Candace Ashlock. And we will get a timeout taken by Coach Bill Nienstead. He wants a full timeout to talk things over, and probably not a bad idea as his team in the midst of a 9-0 run. They're on the wrong side of it. 5:36 remaining in this half. 15-6, the lead for Opie. We're back in 60 seconds.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling of Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Seamers Construction, excavation, footings, water and sewer line installation and repair. They do it all with three decades of experience. Seamers Construction, a proud supporter of all area sports and athletes. And Cheever Well Service of Madison for rod and tubing service and clean out fully insured.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by McIlvain Law Office, serving the area for over 38 years. If you need legal assistance in regards to estate planning, business planning, probate, contracts, farm or government related issues, Karen is here for you with offices in Madison and Eureka. By Harrison Body Shop Madison, for restoration, insurance claims, painting and glass installation. Free estimates, Harrison Body Shop. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Opie still in the midst of a 9-0 run against Madison. 15-6 is the score for the Lady Eagles thus far. That 9-0 run began late in the first quarter, has continued here into the early half of the second quarter as we're at the foul line. Lily Skowski of Opie shooting two after the foul committed by Candace Ashlock. Sinks the first of two, and it's a 10-0 run now. The lead to 10, 16-6.
And Madison just kind of really speeding themselves up. Of course,
yeah.
The OP defense kind of dictating that, but they've had six turnovers in the midst of this 10-0, now 11-0 run.
Skowski with the first perfect trip to the line for OP tonight. 2 for 2 makes it an 11-point deficit with 5.5 to go in the half. Candace Ashlock has it left side. Top of the key now into the hands of Kaylin Luthy. And she was trying to get it back to Ashlock. She wasn't there, but Katie Robert was. And Robert has it knocked out of her hands on her approach to the basket. It'll stay with Olpe. Into the Madison lineup will come Ava Foltz. Foltz, one of four Madison players with two fouls. She'll replace Ashlock with just one. Nope, she won't. A little confusion there is actually she'll replace Kaylin Luthy. Still only with one foul tonight. Thus far. McKenna Broyles inbound left block to Lily Skowski, kicks it up top to Katie Robert. Robert, few dribbles, goes back to Skowski left wing, drives baseline, fires an over the head shot, no good. The rebound taken away by Yolyn Luthy. Now into the hands of Ashlock. To Foltz, top of the key, trying to get around Ava Clark. She'll go left block now. To Yolyn. Yolyn tried to feed Jalen Weekly on the right block, and it's taken away by McKenna Broyles. Second interception for Broyles in this second half, or second quarter, I should say. As Kinsey Curzon fires a three that hits rim but falls away. Miser with it now for Madison, leading the charge with 4.5 remaining in this half. Her team desperately in need of a basket to stop the bleeding. It's an 11-0 run. And that finally ends it as the lead back down to single digits, a 9-point lead, after Miser knocks down the floater in the lane. 17-8. Four minutes remaining. Curzon has it. Baseline pass goes to Broyles, and it's knocked out of bounds by Miser. Miser ratcheting up the intensity a little bit here. As Madison really was having it taken to them, they're finally starting to take it a little bit back here to Opie. Just needed to settle down a bit, Mike.
Yeah, you just hope they're able to overcome that 11-0 run by Opie.
Ava Clark has it for Opie at the top of the key with 3:55 remaining in this first half. Curzon has it now. Overhead pass goes down low to Liskowski. She won't hit the bunny, but she will be tapped on the wrist. And that will be the third foul for Jalen Weekly, who you got to think is coming out of this ball game. And Coach Neinstead looks none too pleased.
Yeah, that hurts when you've got Weekly with three fouls. You've got Luthy with two, Miser with two. So your three best players struggling in foul trouble.
Skalski puts up the first, and she remains perfect from the line, 3 for 3. Re-extends the lead to 10.
And Millie Bailey on the Opie side has got three fouls, and she has set the entirety of this second quarter.
Coach Neinstead sends in Kaylin Luthy, and Skalski finally misses for the first time. So now 3 of 4 from the line. Nonetheless, she's got the lead back to double digits at 10. Ava Foltz nearly mishandles the pass, gets it back, goes right side to Miser. Up top, Luthy, Kaylin Luthy, had a wide open look. It gets taken away. She gives it left side to Ashlock, fires a three, thought it might fall through, but no good.
Kind of like a Tim Wakefield knuckleball. There was no spin on that ball.
And we get a timeout taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. An 11-0 run for Opie has given them now a 10-point lead, but it was as high as 11 at one point. They lead at 18-8, 3:20 remaining. Thus far, only one basket for Madison in this second quarter. That coming midway through the quarter by Sarah Miser. And, well, Mike, if you're Coach Neinstead, obviously you didn't call the timeout, but you got to think it's coming at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you know, they've got the one made bucket, but they only have two other shot attempts. So only three shot attempts so far in this quarter. They've got seven turnovers here in the second. Really struggling on offense, trying to get into a rhythm and kind of start chipping away at this 10-point deficit.
Well, and we're not even mentioning the fact that his three best players are all in foul trouble. Jalen Weekly's got three. Miser and Foltz and Luthy all have two. And we're not even through the second quarter. That is troublesome. But I will say, you know, no disrespect to Jalen, but she has not been very effective down in that post position like we've usually seen her in years or in games past.
And I think it's just that man-to-man defense that Opie's been imploring so far. And it's really they've been unable to match the intensity thus far.
McKenna Broyles has it top of the key for Opie. Now skip left side to Katie Roberts. She tries to power a pass to Kinsey Curzon. It bounces off her hands into the hands of Sarah Miser. We're going the other way now. Madison. Kaylin Luthy goes right wing. Top of the key to Candace Ashlock. Now to Yolen Luthy. Right side to Kaylin Luthy. Three on the way. Side iron. Thought about it, but won't fall through. Katie Robert grabs the board. Robert going coast to coast. Layup on the way. Off the backboard. No good. Putback is good by McKenna Broyles. And that brings Coach Bill Neinstead out of his seat. And to say he's irate might be an understatement.
Yeah, Opie's doubled up on the rebounding nearly 17-9. Looking at eight of those 17 on the offensive glass. I mentioned earlier in the ballgame, you're going to have to limit those second chance points by Opie, and obviously you're trailing by 12 when Coach Neinstead, like you mentioned, he really came out there and saw that. And just, like I said, Opie is really dictating this game with this intensity, and Madison's going to have to figure things out here. 2:28 to play in the first half, or they might be looking at two consecutive losses.
Hey, to paint the right picture here, I don't think you never had Bill Neinstead as a teacher. When he gets hot, you either run or you hide. And unfortunately for his girls, that's not an option here tonight. But I will tell you this. He starts going, you
surely,
start working.
Surely you never were on the receiving end of one of those taken.
Oh, sir. You give me too much credit. Sarah Miser across half court now for Madison. Looking to answer here. Something they've struggled to do. Candace Ashlock will fire another three. That hits side iron, and really no fight for the rebound by the Lady Bulldogs. It's won by Ava Clark, and I think that might have been a talking point for Coach Nine, says he kind of shakes his head there on the bench, not pleased with the rebounding attack here.
But when you've got foul trouble, you can't really be that aggressive on the offensive glass.
Three on the way by Ava Clark is off the mark, and we're going to get a foul called against Sarah Miser. That's her third. Now Miser and Weekly in foul trouble with three. And Coach Neinsted's going to send in the 5'5 senior Rachel Trower.
He doesn't have the deepest of benches to begin with.
Currently out there on the floor for Madison, it's Candace Ashlock, Sarah Miser, Ava Foltz, Yolen Luthi, and Kaylin Luthi as Katie Robert knocks down the first of two, extends the lead now to 13.
That was Opie's 13th foul shot. Madison has not had a foul shot the entirety of this second quarter.
Trower now in for Miser. As Robert puts up the second, that one good. Katie Robert now 2 of 4 from the line. A minute 58 remaining in the half. Left side three by Foltz is way off the mark. Rebound will go to Katie Robert.
Madison now 0-for-8 from beyond the arc.
Bounce pass in the lane goes to Yolen Luthi. Steals it away. Great read by Luthi. And then it's knocked away by Katie Robert. A great read there as well. She goes up and, oh boy.
You can't do that if you're Yolen Luthi with two fouls. You
Yolen,
just give up the 2 points.
Yolen tried to stop the shot. Got nothing but Robert's wrist, and now 3 fouls. So now you are in a tough spot if you are Coach Neinsted, as Robert sinks her first of two into the lineup for Madison. Now comes Elizabeth Friend, the 5'8 senior, sitting down as Yolen Luthi with 3 fouls. Robert puts up the second. That one good. Looked like it might be short, but it falls in.
No, Opie started kind of slow, but they have now hit their last 7 out of 8 free throws.
The lead now to 16, 24-8.
18-2 run for Opie.
Left side, Ashlock for Madison to Kaylin Luthi. Now right side to Trower. Back to Luthi, top of the key. Open three, no good. And Curzon rips down the board. Ball comes free off the foot of Kaylin Luthi. It'll stay with Olpe. Curzon will inbound it from in front of her own bench. 1:08 remaining in the half. And, I mean, if you're Coach Neinsted, I don't mean to pile onto it, but that halftime break can't come soon enough as Curzon fires a wild shot off the glass. Rebound to McKenna Broyles, who tried to feed it to a teammate while falling and turns it over. Under 1 minute to go in this half. Katie Robert, a great steal yet again. Down the other way, loses her hand on the ball, and trying to recover it, she'll travel. That is the third steal by Katie Robert in the last 2 minutes. The girl may be wearing an Eagle uniform, but she has the eyes of a hawk.
Yeah, they've got great team speed, and that's really what's kind of driving this deficit or this lead for Opie right now, is they're just all over the place on defense and really getting some transition points on the opposite end.
Ashlock has it for Madison, goes up top to Kaylin Luthi. She'll drive inside the lane. Maybe got away with a walk, goes right side to Rachel Trower. Trower fires a three, no good, and, oh, Katie Robert looks to be hurt.
I think she got poked in the eye.
Yeah, it looks that way. My heart stopped for a minute. It looked like she grabbed at her leg. I thought she hurt her knee or something. But, yeah, just looks like maybe something stuck in her eye. She looks to be a little dazed, but okay. Maybe a contact fell out or something. So she comes out of the line. Oh.
No, I think it's.
Oh, yeah, no. It looks like there's some swelling there.
Yeah, she got.
She got popped.
That's more than just the contact being messed up. But
tough break
for Katie.
Hope she's all right. 20 seconds remain in this half. Opie with it. Here comes Lily Skowski across half court. Goes left side McKenna Broyles. Opie, no doubt, holding for the last shot. 10 seconds remain. Broyles with it again at half court. To Clark, 5 seconds. Drives into the lane, goes around the defense, tries to fire a shot, and has the ball knocked out of her hands by way of a foul. See who this one's on. And that foul is going to go against Candace Ashlock. That will be her second. Oy vey. Clark puts up the first of two, and the lead now to 17. Puts up the second. That one a little long. No good, but time will expire before anyone can grab the rebound. At the end of two, it's 25-8, a 17-point lead for the Lady Eagles of Volpe. We'll take a quick break, come back, and get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. You're listening to Area High School Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer, serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul, north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding, for siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Volpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities.
It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com.
The new year is here, and at Longbine Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or 1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at longbineauto.com. Find new roads.
25-8, a 17-point differential in favor of Volpe here at the half of our girls' side of the action on the area game of the week. Taking Drew Michael Deeker here at halftime. Time to get into our halftime stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. We'll start with the Volpe Lady Eagles. They are led in scoring by the junior Katie Robert, who came out of the ball game. Looked like she took a little bump to the face. Hope she'll be all right. But 6 points for the junior here tonight. The majority coming there in the second quarter, all from the foul line. 4 points there. 5 points apiece for Lily Skowski, the freshman, and the senior Ava Clark. 4 points for the senior McKenna Broyles. 3 for the junior Grace Coughlin, and 2 for the junior Millie Bailey. That's how the Lady Eagles got to 25. Take a look at the Madison Lady Bulldogs. Only 3 players in the score sheet thus far. Sarah Miser with 2 points and 3 points each for Jalen Weekly and Kaylin Luthi. A quick reminder that 3 of the starters for Madison with 3 fouls thus far tonight. Sarah Miser, Yolen Luthien, and Jalen Weekly all picking up three fouls early in the first half. So it will be interesting to see how Coach Bill Nienstedt tries to counteract that, as many of his subs also in foul trouble with two already early in that first half. Took a look at the individual scoring. Now let's take a look at the team numbers, Mr. Deeker. If I put your microphone on, that might help. It's my show now.
Tegan, you made a great point. You know, like Coach Nienstedt, like, has to be saying, hey, things can't get any worse in this halftime locker room, because not a whole lot of things went their way, including the foul trouble, including the missed shots. We'll tell you, on their they shoot 3 out of 18, Madison does, in that first half from the field. 0 for 10 from beyond the arc. Ooh. 2 out of 5 from the foul line, all of those coming in the first quarter. So they struggled to generate some offense on the opposite end in that second quarter, much in part to 8 turnovers in the quarter, 12 turnovers for the ball game. They were out-rebounded 22-9 by Opie. Opie shoots 10 out of 18 from the foul line. They're getting there at an excellent clip for the Eagles. They're 1 out of 5 from beyond the arc, 6 out of 17 from inside. They did have 8 first-half turnovers, and those are the team stats as we see them.
Those are brought to you again by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes.